I'm Nathan Cones here with our listeners' top stories from the past week. It's the Week in Review for Sunday, March 9th, 2020. At number 10, voters in Guthrie, Audubon, Carroll, and Greene counties approved 2 out of 3 bond referendums last Tuesday. There was a bond for $3 million at the Coon Rapids Baird Community School District. It failed by just 2%. The Audubon Community School District for $7.5 million also had a bond referendum. It passed with 69.5% of the vote, and then the Guthrie County Jail referendum passed with nearly 80% of voters in support of that project. At number 9, a Carroll man charged with animal torture at a Des Moines shelter has been sentenced to 2 years in prison. That's Bobby Carruthers. He was sentenced last week. The Sioux City Diocese has announced they're going to be leaving precautionary measures to prevent the spread of influenza and COVID-19 up to individual parishes. Bishop Nicholas indicated he wasn't quite ready to send out a mass mandate to parishes to tell them to cancel using communion cups or the sign of peace, leaving that choice, again, up to the individual parishes and pastors. At number 7, more than 800 people attended the Carroll County Cattlemen's annual banquet last Saturday night. Of course, that over at the Arcadia Legion Hall. Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Nagg was the keynote speaker, and Carroll Broadcasting's own Von Kettleson was awarded the Holy Cow Award. At number 6, the Jefferson Police Department is investigating a Wednesday burglary at the countywide electric service. That is actually from earlier in the week, but the follow-up to that is that an Iowa City man was taken into custody. He does face felony charges in that case. At number 5, the rural recycling program here in the region is at risk due to a substantial increase in the amount of trash dumping at the collection sites. West Central Iowa Solid Waste Director Mary Witchery says that they've seen a ton of trash being tossed into the recycling containers, and if it continues, there is a chance that the program could be removed. They'll be working to increase education to rural residents. At number 4, a Jefferson man arrested last Saturday on an outstanding warrant may now face drug charges. When he was being taken into custody, authorities detected the smell of marijuana emanating from his home. After conducting a consent search, they located its items consistent with the use of narcotics. Number 3, local law enforcement is investigating at least 8 reports of vandalism that started earlier in the week from Sunday till about Tuesday morning. Areas in Carroll at city parks as well as Swan Lake State Park were vandalized. At number 2, a driver charged with OWI after registering more than 2 times the legal limit. You can find the details of that on 1380kcim.com. Then our top story last week, a Sac County man was killed Wednesday in a motorcycle accident in Ames. Jonathan Pickhinke collided with a 2019 Ford Explorer and was transported to Mary Greeley Medical Center in Ames, but was pronounced dead later at the hospital. An investigation into that incident by the Iowa State Patrol is ongoing. And that's your Week in Review. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.